Blow them up. From this old farmer.
Blow up what?
Blow up the dipping vat where it couldn't be used. They didn't want to dip the cattle. It's too much trouble. Kill them ticks. It was a good thing. I drove my cattle from here. Ah, oh, it's about 5 miles west of here. It was the closest one to me. Yep.
And then they started getting fences.
Yeah.
What
yeah,
kind?
Ah, yeah. Wire fences. Wire fences. Just like you see most of the world today. Of course, a lot of them got these electric fences. I don't see too many of them. I rented this land out here, this front field here. There's about 18 acres of it till I let my daughter have a cutoff up there. I rented it to a fella. He put some electric fences through there where he could, his cattle would eat off this and wouldn't be stomping that over yonder. When he'd eat this off, he'd turn them over yonder and keep them off of this. Electric fence there. I've got these ponds back here where they can go back there and get water. I rented it.
You like to keep a lot of trees around your house, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Of course, out here in the front, them old trees is there when I built you. Yeah, this was just an oak thicket. I can't understand young folks today. They'll go in debt and build them a fine home. And they'll go buy pine trees or oak trees or something that don't amount to nothing. Just to make a litter there and a shade. Or if they go buy fruit trees, pecan trees, or walnut trees, or something that'll bash something to that, and also makes a pretty shade tree. Why they don't do that, I don't know. Beats me. But you look all over the country, you'll see it. Anywhere you go. Once in a while, you'll see it. But majority of them will be built if there's a oak or something, which you can't blame them. But what they ought to do, if they got that and they got good ground to grow, oaks or pecans or whatever you might have, they ought to shove that junk out of the way and put them something down there that'll eventually be some value to them for food.
Do you have fruit trees out here? And you used to raise a lot of fruit trees?
Yes, sir. We used to have peaches. I had this old field out here 1 year and peaches.
1 year?
Well, it took about 3 or 4 years.
To make the orchard?
I used to when I was working at that mill. I think I had about 3 or 4 acres, don't remember, in turnips. That's my best cash price when I had the kids, you know, to help me. I'd get out there and fix my ground and plant turnips. You got to know what time of year to get them when the other fella ain't got them, you know, so your market won't be glutted. I was out there, had an old mule. Had some turnips planted, and they were up high enough for me to, you know what a side harrow is?
Mm-hmm.
A plow.
Mm-hmm.
I had an old side harrow, and I was side harrowing my turnips. I plowed down to the other end down there, and they was a sweet talking